Okay, ready, Sue? Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the November 17th meeting of the Portland City Council. Would you please call the roll?
Novick.
Here.
Fritz.
Here.
Saltzman.
Here.
Hales.
Here. Welcome, everyone. Bear with us. We have some business left over from yesterday's regular council meeting because we were short of a quorum for emergency items and therefore have to act on some things briefly today that we had to set over. First of all, we have our consent calendar from yesterday. Were there any requests to remove anything from the consent calendar?
We did have 1271.
Well,
and that was Mr. Lightning.
Okay, that's right. Okay, so we're going to take 1271 off the consent calendar and act on it separately.
I need to pull. I think it's 1272.
The lease extension?
Oregon Pacific.
Oregon Pacific?
Yeah, because that's conflict.
Okay. All right, we're going to pull 1271 and 1272 off for separate action. And if there are no further requests, we're going to take a vote on the remainder of the consent calendar, please.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Salzman.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye. Okay, let's take 1271.
Authorize leasing of commercial office space at non-city-owned buildings to temporarily relocate business operations during the Portland Building Reconstruction Project.
Okay, we have staff here to very briefly explain this item. I think it was pulled off by someone who wanted to speak about it, and I'm not sure if he's here. So.
Good afternoon. My name is Pauline Goebel. I'm the property manager for the Bureau of Internal Business Services, and the purpose of this ordinance is to request council to grant the authority to the director of the Bureau of Internal Business Services, the authority to sign and execute all leases and other contract requirements that will be entered into and related to the Portland Building Reconstruction Relocation Project. This is in lieu of submitting a separate ordinance to council for each individual lease, and due to the limited availability of space in the Central Business District, we are requesting this authority so that the leases can be secured without delay and potentially limiting the risk of losing available space.
Okay. Questions about that? I just have one one question. I just want to make sure that we're following our policies, our sustainability policy, particularly with respect to relocating our facilities, if at all possible, into buildings that pay a living wage to the service workers that serve those buildings?
Well, we have the green building policy that we're following, and I was not aware of that policy.
Yeah, I think we generally try to locate
We try to maximize our investment by relocating them in spaces owned by the city, yes.
Right, but then we also try to locate in buildings that pay living wages to the people that clean and serve those buildings as security guards, because we've extended that pay policy beyond our own employees to contractors. So it's important that we check on that.
Don't
have to answer that right now,
but
as you proceed, that should be a factor.
Great. And I have the broker here for our commercial team, so we will make sure we follow that as well. Definitely.
It would be good if at some point you could come back to us with a full list to report what was done.
Sure, absolutely. Yep.
Okay. And is the person who pulled this off as a citizen here? I don't think he is. Mr. Lightning, right? Okay. Other questions for these folks? Appreciate what you're doing. It's a big job. Thank you very much. Let's then take action on 12th.
No,
I asked. I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't think there's anyone that wants to speak besides him.
So. Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Salzman.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye. Thank you and good luck. It's not an easy market out there. Okay, 1272.
Authorize a lease extension with Oregon Pacific Investment and Development Company for the Bureau of Fire and Police Disability and Retirement Office space at 1800 Southwest 1st Avenue.
Got it.
So you're going to stay where you are?
Yes, basically, it'll be Sam Hutchison, Bureau of Director of FPDNR. Yes, we had done some research with the help of Colliers International, who does the work for facilities for relocation. We're going to like to stay where we are. We still have some issues of whether or not we're going to move into the Portland building. So instead of moving now and later potentially into the Portland building, we're going to stay in place. The lease will be extended to October 2020, which will be about the time if we do move into the Portland building, we would move into the Portland building.
Okay. Questions? And then Dan,
I had this poll because I must recuse myself due to a potential conflict of interest on this. So I'll have to abstain.
He recuses himself. Does it still pass? Even though It can't pass without four. Right. So so we're going to have to carry this item over until Commissioner Fish returns, which means we're going to carry it over until next week, right? No crisis there? All right. We'll carry it over until next week. Thank you.
Thank you.
okay. Well, but yes, but you don't have a conflict of interest. Well, so you're not here next week.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, okay. We're going to carry it over until we do have a quorum, so we'll figure that out. Quorum minus Commissioner Salzman. Okay, that's it for the consent calendar. Now, going back to the regular agenda, we had 1282, I believe, to vote on.
1282.
Yeah.
Authorize an intergovernmental agreement with eligible parties for sharing of emergency operations center personnel within the greater Portland metropolitan region when personnel are unable to get to their normal reporting location.
Okay, we conducted a hearing on this yesterday. There's no one here to speak today. If not, then we will take action. Let's take a vote, please.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Salzman.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye. And then the next one that we had to carry over for vote was 1286.
1286, authorize a competitive solicitation and contract with the lowest responsive and responsible bidder for construction of the Colonel Summers Park Splash Pad and Portland Lou installation project.
Okay, anyone want to speak on this item? All right, then we are ready to vote, please.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Salzman?
Aye.
Hales?
Great little project in a great park.
Aye.
1287,
amend contract with Dow Architecture, LLC, in the amount of $3,500 to complete work on the Colonel Summers Park gate design.
Anyone want to speak on this item? If not, let's take a vote, please.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Salzman.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye. And 1288,
design and assign the Mount Tabor Annex from Portland Parks and Recreation to the Portland Housing Bureau for development of affordable housing.
Okay. Anyone want to speak on this item? If not, let's vote, please.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Salzman?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Okay. I believe that cleans up the items that we couldn't act on yesterday and have now gotten taken care of. So let's move on then, please.